You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99. This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Thank you, Carol O'Brien, and welcome to the news you missed, which is better known these days as the Trump Report. We start this week in cyberspace, where the internet went crazy when our commander in tweet ended a late-night Twitter session with a cryptic-looking gibberish word, covfefe. Code experts at the National Security Agency, better known as the NSA, now believe that President Trump's covfefe is an acronym which stands for one of the following.
Oh.
A, cancel open visas for every foreign enemy.
Oh.
B, call on Vladimir for evil friend endorsements. Or C, cross out vagina from every effing email. Not exactly. Note to self.
I like that last one.
And if the frenzy over covfefe wasn't enough, the internet absolutely melted down over a photo of comedian Kathy Griffin. The picture showed Kathy Griffin holding what looked to be the bloodied, severed head of President Trump. Backlash was swift, an apology was almost immediate, but in the end, it wasn't enough. CNN fired Kathy Griffin from their annual New Year's coverage, a job she has held for 10 years. I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
damn.
10 years in a row. In an effort to maintain viewers who were expecting to see her, Anderson Cooper this year will be joined by comedian Carrot Top. A joke that was funny on Wednesday when I wrote it, but a little played out right now. Thank you very much. And just to finish up with the executive branch, word came out this week that President Trump's communications director has resigned. Mike Dubke actually resigned on May the 18th. What is that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but agreed to stay on until after the president's first foreign trip. The move has left many Washington insiders saying, he has a communications director?
Yeah.
Have you heard some of the things that... Really? In news, the human sleeping pill, better known as Scott Pelley, is out as anchor of the CBS Evening News. Insiders say that time has shown Scott Pelley to be less of an anchor and more of a cinder block to the Tiffany Network. And finally this morning, employees of Walmart are being asked to deliver packages to customers on their way home from work. Hey, but while you're on your way, would you grab these?
Swing by.
Swing. Walmart says the employees are being paid extra and that the move helps them compete with online giant Amazon because they have deliveries. Quote, we really hope this doesn't catch on, say employees of Dickie Swellen's Rubber Fist Emporium. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so does this guy. For the news you missed on FM 99... I'm Rick Rumble. This broadcast brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. Pitbull Tobacco and More with two locations, Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Pitbull Tobacco and More by locals for locals.